There is just one college football game that matters this weekend, the Tennessee Volunteers versus the Louisiana State Tigers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, tomorrow. If Tennessee wins, they will play the undefeated University of Miami for the national championship. If they lose, well, the forecast is chaos. Joining me now is sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, Tennessee is second to Miami in the Bowl Championship Series computer ranking that determines who gets to play in the national title game. So, if they beat LSU, they would be deserving opponents. If they lose, though, what happens?
Well, just about everybody outside of Knoxville has to be rooting for LSU for no other reason than to throw a wrench into a system that was supposed to resolve the who's number one arguments in college football, but hasn't worked out that way. No one ever could have envisioned what's happened this year. You've got one clear-cut finalist, Miami, and then you've got six or seven pretenders. But here's the bottom line. Nebraska, if Tennessee loses, will probably jump to number two in the BCS poll and sneak in the back door to the title game. They have one loss, just like Oregon, Florida, Maryland, and Illinois. But Nebraska's loss was a doozy, a 62-36 loss to Colorado 2 weeks ago. Colorado has two losses, but it followed up the win over Nebraska by beating Texas 39-37 last week. Colorado thinks it's more deserving than Nebraska. And then there's Brigham Young.
They are the only undefeated major college other than Miami. So why isn't BYU in this mix?
Because BYU plays in the weak Mountain West Conference, which is a non-major. It's got no clout with the football czars that control the BCS. BYU is ranked 12th in the BCS poll. Even if BYU beats Hawaii tomorrow and finishes undefeated, they're not going to be invited to play in one of the four big bowl games. The reason? Because the BCS is controlled by six major conferences. The payout in those games is $13 million per school. BYU is an outsider. They're not welcome. Instead, they're going to go play in the Liberty Bowl, which pays $1.25 million. BYU now says they actually might consider suing the BCS on antitrust grounds.
Well, now, whoever plays the championship game in the Rose Bowl this year is going to present an unfamiliar scene for a lot of California football fans.
It will be the first time since 1946 that the Rose Bowl hasn't involved the champions of the Big Ten and Pacific Ten conferences. You can blame the BCS for this, too. The Rose Bowl joined this Bowl Championship Series alliance a few years ago, and now they rotate the title game among the four big bowls. For purists, it's going to be pretty weird to see Miami out there spoiling another tradition, another one that's going by the wayside. The Rose used to be synonymous with New Year's Day. It's the championship game, though, so it's not going to be played until January 3rd, and that's progress in college sports, I guess.
Another tradition that is facing some changes, the Heisman Trophy will be awarded to the nation's top college football player for the 67th time tomorrow in New York. And it looks like a very close race, but the plight of the trophy's owner is getting almost as much attention.
Yeah, first the race. There are four quarterbacks that are the finalists: Eric Crouch of Nebraska, Ken Dorsey of Miami, Rex Grossman of Florida, and Joey Harrington of Oregon. But none of them is a standout, so who knows who's going to win. More interesting, I think, is the story behind the Heisman. Its owner is the Downtown Athletic Club, and it's lost thousands of members, fallen into utter disrepair, and is millions of dollars in debt. To top it off, it's located just a few blocks from the World Trade Center, and it's been closed since September 11th. This year's award ceremony, for the first time, won't be held at the club, and now its president is trying to find a white knight to bail it out financially, and is hoping to market the Heisman more aggressively to raise some revenue, so you can look for a corporate sponsor soon. The Heisman Trophy presented by your company's name here.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Linda.
Stefan Fatsis writes about sports for the Wall Street Journal and talks about sports and the business of sports with us on Fridays.